and Rec Podcast. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel here with Michaela.
Hello, hello.
Follow us on social media. Search for Theme Parks and Rec Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we had to do a special show this week. I mean,
of course.
The 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World is Friday, October 1st. And so this entire episode is dedicated to Walt Disney World.
I can't believe it. 50. The big 5-0.
Doesn't look a day over 30.
No, it doesn't look a day over one.
I know. They keep it so clean.
I know.
And repaint everything and everything's perfect. So, so we're going to go over some information we have about some of the shows, the food, the merchandise. We're going to go over some of the original attractions and just kind of, you know, think back to our favorite parts or times that we've done them. Also, we have a great theme park tip of the week if you're going this weekend. And if you're not going this weekend, how you can celebrate from home. So let's get into it. Harmonious will be kicking off at Epcot. We've been waiting, and it's finally here. Enchantment at Magic Kingdom, also kicking off.
All the new nighttime stuff. Man.
All new. Updated the electrical water pageant at Bay Lake, which is the lake in front of the Magic Kingdom that has a Polynesian and Grand Floridian and Contemporary, and I think some of the Wilderness Resorts areas, too. So that's going to be updated. And the gold 50 character statues at all four parks. They're going to be there in all their glory for the 50th anniversary.
So many fun things. And what's cool is that Epcot also is celebrating an anniversary on the 1st, but it's not the 50th.
No, it's just another number.
Yeah, they just call the Walt Disney World 50th because it's the first park, Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
Just to let you guys know why it's not all four parks weren't built at the same time. How hectic would that have been?
I don't even want to think about it.
All four parks.
But okay, Michaela, go over some of the food.
New food. So we talked about this before. A new restaurant is opening at the Contemporary. It's called Steakhouse 71. That is replacing the Wave.
Yep.
So just to let you guys know that that restaurant is still there, but it's a new restaurant.
New concept. Got a facelift.
Very similar to, like I said before in a previous episode, at Disneyland, they used to have a restaurant called Steakhouse 55. Mm. Now they have Steakhouse 71.
Right.
So they're keeping up with the theme.
Yeah.
So now that they get rid of the one in Disneyland, they're bringing one to Walt Disney World.
Cool.
And then they also have a new menu at the California Grill. So if you are familiar with the California Grill, that sits on top of the Contemporary. That's where you have the amazing view of the fireworks.
Yes.
And right in the sky.
They have that great bar, too, right? Where you can get...
Yep. And they have great flatbreads, sushi, steak.
Yeah.
Then it's amazing.
And they do like a crazy brunch.
Oh, I've been to that brunch. Amazing.
I have not been there yet. But
so
yes.
good. But yeah, so lots of stuff going on, especially at the Contemporary. That is one of the original resorts to open.
So cool.
Isn't that cool? 50 years old as well. So just to sidetrack here, Contemporary, Polynesian, and the Fort Wilderness.
The originals.
The campgrounds.
The OGs.
Those were there when it opened. Everything else, after. Okay. So don't let anyone fool you that anything else is there opening, because only those three. And then, along with the Magic Kingdom, the Main Street Confectionery, that is where all the yummy treats are, right on the end of Main Street.
One of my first stops.
First stops when
and
you
last
get
stop.
In and when you get out.
Yeah.
Right? So with that being said, they actually just opened it on today, the time of opening, the time of recording, the 29th of September, and it looks amazing. They have this whole wall of candy dispenses.
I'm getting cavities just looking at
it. So many different candies. I don't even know if I'll be able to name all these, but it looks like fun. It's like Skittles and M&M wall, you know, when you go to the M&M store. It looks just like that. And then they also have, which is a very big highlight, which I'm excited to see, is that they have this candied popcorn bar.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
So what they have is, like, you know when you go to Cold Stone?
Yeah.
And you get to pick your flavor of ice cream, and you pick the mix-ins?
Yes, I will take a chocolate ice cream with extra marshmallows. Please.
There you go. See, so now everyone's going to have their popcorn mix. So we've got They've got caramel, cheddar, buttered, and then the confetti, which is like, you know, the different, the candied. Oh, it's like all different colors.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have those, and they have different sauce toppings. They have different mix-ins.
No.
So it's just like Cold Stone, but in Walt Disney World. So you could put like pretzels or M&Ms in the bag, and they mix it all up for you. I'm wanting to try it very, very badly.
I'm in.
Oh, yeah. And they have new treats, like new Rice Krispie treats, new different types of candied apples, caramel apples, all that fun stuff. And they also have this new thing that you could take home with you.
What?
Which is, you know, the candied popcorn, like we're saying.
Yeah.
A special bag that they've made for the 50th, and you can take it home with you. So all this other stuff, you know, you're going to eat while you're on vacation.
Right.
But this, since it's sealed up and ready for you to take on the plane back home. Or the car ride, whatever your mode of transportation.
Starving.
I know. It's so yummy. So lots of stuff going on at Walt Disney World. And also, last but not least, with the food, and this is honestly just a scrape in the surface because they might release stuff as all 18 months go along.
Yeah.
They released a foodie guide for the 50th anniversary. And one thing I wanted to point out I really want to try.
She has pictures, people.
I do have pictures. That at the plaza at Magic Kingdom, so that's at the end of Main Street when you take that right, right next to the Tomorrowland Terrace.
Yes.
And that purple wall.
Yes.
They have a Monte Cristo.
You love those.
I love those. It makes me think of Disneyland. So a lot of the food that they're bringing either is like a color theme to the 50th, or it is iridescent, or it is some tie to Walt Disney himself. So like at Casey's Corner, they're going to have a, you know, the chili.
Oh my God. Dog. Yeah. I was looking at
that's
this.
A Walt Disney's, you know, favorite recipe.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a 50th celebration hot dog. This is the first thing that caught my eye when I opened
it. Oh, is it?
And I was like, what is that? All right. All beef hot dog topped with strawberry bacon jam.
Oh, this is a different one.
Oh, this
they
is
must
a
have
different,
one? Different ones, but they do have one that's a Walt's. Chili, but this one, no, sorry, did I interrupt you?
No. It's good to know that there are more than one hot dog options, but it's topped with strawberry bacon jam, crisp funnel cake pieces, and powdered sugar. So it's like a sweet, salty
hot dog.
Okay. Your taste buds are going to be very confused.
And it is not just in Magic Kingdom. So if you're going to the other theme parks, they are celebrating all around the Walt Disney World. So be sure to keep your eyes peeled for all the yummy treats
that are
coming.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Columbia Harbor House. Happy Haunts Milkshake. Blackberry milkshake topped with a purple chocolate glazed donut covered with black sprinkles. Okay. Let's see what else catches my eye. Anything else catch your eye?
No, the Monte Cristo is my number one. There's just so much to look at. And again, if what she is looking at now is a printout that I printed from the Disney Parks blog. You could check out pretty much everything that we're talking about today. There. And they also have a wrapper. I did see you look like glancing at it. They have a new wrapper for the Mickey ice cream bar.
It's classic.
Oh, classic. Nice.
Ooh. Interesting.
People are like, what are you talking about?
Cafe, Disney's Old Key Rest Resort. They have a spam cheddar biscuits with white gravy and drizzled with honey.
Okay. Just know that all these things have been tested and tried and true, so someone liked it.
Someone liked it,
so you might.
I might.
You might. Look, or whoever's listening might.
I've met very few foods that I have not enjoyed, so let's be real.
Right.
Now I'm hungry again. Okay.
Right? So not only all around the resort, the hotels and the parks,
everybody's
food, saying. But what about merchandise?
Oh, yeah. You just take a loan out now.
Right.
Because between the food and the merch, they have 50th anniversary merchandise, which is being released for the full 18 months. They will probably restock. It's already been released. It's that iridescent kind of look.
Blue.
Yeah.
Fun.
They also have a vault collection inspired shopping experience, was kind of like a throwback to the 70s when Disney World opened.
Exactly.
And that should be around for the full 18 months. But if you see something you really want, just pull the trigger.
Yes.
Don't wait.
Absolutely.
And then,
because
you miss crazy.
I know.
Are going on October 1st at 5 a.m. or whatever time.
Yeah. Crack it on.
I don't want to blow up your spot, but, you know, early. for the 50th anniversary day of merchandise. And when this stuff is gone, it's gone. And you have to be at the park to get it.
Like, yes.
It's not available online.
Nope.
So this is when you always see all the Disney park, like, pass holder Facebook groups and people on Instagram where they're like, you see 20 shirts being held by one person, you know, and they're like, limits, people, limits.
Oh, there's definitely going to be limits on here. And I can't say specifics, but what I can say, because I did have an insight of where in the park this merchandise is going to be. I'm talking about the day of merchandise.
At Walt Disney World.
If you're listening to this and you are going on October 1st, head towards the back of the park.
Oh.
Do not head on Main Street. They might have stuff on Main Street, but from my sources, there is a shop towards the back that will have the majority of it. So just keep that in mind. A lot of people were talking about the cinema.
Yeah.
The cinema is where all the vaulted stuff is going.
Okay.
So if you're looking for vaulted stuff, which they released a lot of that online already,
right.
of like what it looks like, that is at the cinema.
Okay. And as of this recording, we have not seen any of the 50th day of on-site only merchandise. So
no, ma'am.
It'll be a surprise. And I'm sure, Mikhail, you're going to text me it like, you know, as soon as the park opens and be like, oh my God, look at this stuff.
I hope I'm going to be one of the first in there.
I do too.
I did buy some stuff this weekend, actually, from the 50th anniversary merch, the stuff that's going to be there 18 months long.
Okay.
Because obviously there is still going to be stuff in that collection that is limited edition. I'm talking like magic bands,
right.
Pins.
Right.
Those are going to be limited edition. I got a magic band that has the castle on it.
Very
cool.
So
pretty. And it has a little tag on it that says like 50th.
Aww, that's
so cute. And then I also got a pin. I didn't go too crazy because I know I'm going crazy.
That is very good for you.
I didn't go crazy.
Very reserved.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
I'm going to get all the popcorn.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, so attractions. Let's talk about the original attractions. Mikhaila, you were there a couple weeks ago, and you actually walked around and looked, searched them out to remind yourself of the original attractions at Walt Disney World, the Magic Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
So let's go through the list and just reminisce a little bit about each one.
Of course. So I thought it'd be fun to look at what came on opening and what's still there. And this is what I'm going to be doing on the 50th.
Oh, cool.
I'll even tell you visually, just see this. I am going to be wearing my hair is in part in the middle. Okay. So very 70s. My outfit is going to be a dress that has oranges on it.
Oh my gosh.
And then I'm going to have an orange purse.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to have like very sandal 70s.
Wow.
Shoes.
You're going all out.
I'm going
man.
To be cute. I want to be cute, and I want to look like, oh, I'm like, it's like the 70s. It was like, it's opening day type of thing.
And you're going to ride all the original attractions?
I'm going to ride all the original. Yes, absolutely. 100%. Because I did want to say before I start this list that Orange Bird was the mascot of Adventureland back in the 70s. And it was, you know, like the citrus swirl was a huge, huge, huge hit. Mm-hmm. When it first opened. So I'm trying to channel my Orange Bird.
I love it.
Thank you.
You need red hair like me.
Right, I do.
I don't wear orange. It's not allowed for redheads. But anyway, all right, go.
So, Country Bear Jamboree.
Ugh.
Classic.
When I was a kid, I couldn't figure it out. I was like, I really thought I was watching bears singing. Like, I couldn't figure it out. Right. I was like, how do they get them? They're so well trained. I'm like five.
Right. How did they get these bears here?
Yeah.
So cute. Another classic, Dumbo the Flying Elephant.
It's still fun as an adult.
Isn't it so fun? Now they have two.
Yes. And the whole wait line thing with the activities and the beeper. I mean, come on, brilliant.
I know.
Would have loved that back
in the
80s.
All the kids get to play while they wait.
Yeah, and a great spot to see the fireworks from if you can get on the ride.
Oh, yes. I 100% agree with that. And then we're also talking the Frontierland Shootin' Arcade. Have you done that?
I've never done that.
I love it.
Really?
It's like one of my favorite things to do. Yes. If it's running that day, definitely bring your quarters out.
Okay.
It's so much fun. So, yeah, they have it look like this, like, haunted or, like, abandoned saloon or some town.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you just shoot at the...
bring your quarters.
Bring your quarters. Bring your dollars. They do have a machine that will change dollars to quarters.
Okay, I was going to say, when they start taking Apple Pay, I'll do it.
Right? They should, honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly, the Hall of Presidents...
I go there if it's raining or if it's really hot.
Right, right, right.
It's been a while.
I'll be going.
Oh,
I'll be going on the first.
You'll be there in your orange bird shirt outfit.
Yes, I will. Now, quiz, do you know who the president was back in 1971?
Herbert Hoover.
Nixon.
Nixon.
Nixon was the president, so he was the first president to be in the Hall of Presidents. How funny is that?
That's hysterical.
Isn't it funny? So, and the next one, a huge hit, The Haunted Mansion.
Oh, my God, I love it. Hitchhiking Ghosts.
Yes. Yes.
If I ever... worked at Walt Disney World and I was worked at a ride, it would have to be Haunted Mansion.
So great.
Yeah. It's so fun.
You just don't smile. You just stare at guests come in.
Some people say I have RBF, so it wouldn't be hard for me.
All right. You just stare.
Just be like, All right, what else?
We're talking It's a Small World.
Oh my God. It's a love hate relationship with that.
I love it, but I can't ride it every time I go.
No. And don't you dare start singing.
No, I definitely saved my, riding time with it. Because I haven't ridden in a very long time. So definitely waiting for the 50th.
Yeah.
Jungle Cruise. This is one of my favorite rides. I think it's my favorite ride.
Really?
At the parks.
I like it.
Every time you ride is different.
Yeah, I like it. I love the dad jokes.
That's my favorite.
Which I think Jungle Cruise is going to be unlocked in Disney Plus for everybody here in the
soon?
Next couple of days.
Yeah.
I think it might actually be in for the 50th celebration, but
oh,
I
you
could
think?
Be wrong.
I am not sure when.
I saw an article that said it was coming soon, so I was very excited because I haven't seen it yet.
Very, very good.
But Jungle Cruise is a good one.
A Mad Tea Party.
That's the Mad Tea Party. The teacups, right?
Yeah, the teacups.
Bring your barf bag.
Oh, spinning around.
I love that.
And then we also have, is there honorary mentions? And then I have more Main Street vehicles, like
the trolley,
and the omnibus and all that. So much fun to ride it if you're able to. They really only do it in the morning.
Oh, I didn't even know they were still running them.
Yeah, they probably won't have it running on the 50th just because there's so many people.
Yeah.
But usually, big hint here, you go in the morning if you want to ride it, because as the park fills up, they stop them.
Where do you go to ride it? Is there a
spot? There's a pickup all the way at the front of Main Street, that's like by the train station.
Oh, okay.
And then there's the drop off, which is in front of the castle.
Oh.
So you can get on either way.
Good to know.
But you can't get on in the middle.
Right.
Obviously,
if they're going
down Main Street.
Try to run and catch up to it and jump on you're Vin Diesel or something. Yeah, no.
So another ride, which is still very, very popular. It's probably the second most popular ride at Magic Kingdom right now. Peter Pan's Flight. That always has an hour wait.
I know. And I've been on it a while ago and it's so fun.
Very.
Yeah.
It used
to be my favorite when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
Well, actually, I loved Mr. Toad's Wild Ride when I was a kid, but Peter Pan was
R.I.P.
always a good one. R.I.P.
Go to Disneyland if you want to ride that one.
Oh, really? Okay.
The carousel. Prince Charming's Regal Carousel. That is a staple.
Classic. It's so pretty. Gorgeous. I don't know that I've actually ever been on that.
No? That's like a tradition for us to end the night.
Really?
On the carousel.
I need to do it.
Add it to your traditions when you go. The Swiss Family Treehouse. It's a walkthrough, but it's still considered an attraction.
Yeah, I did that once. It was really cool.
I think it's fun. You see how they make it look like these people living there.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, I mean, maybe one night I'll just try to sleep there.
Maybe they'll let you. Not.
No.
Tomorrowland Speedway.
Oh, my gosh.
Opening day. Bumping into you have the little thing in the middle keep you straight.
I was always I think my dad would always go with me, and I was I'm driving. This is what drive, and I'm six, and I really think I'm
and
driving.
You really thought it was driving.
And then I went there when I was 10 or 13, and I was like,
this is awful.
What? Liars!
Ugh. There's a break?
You mean I wasn't really driving at six with other 6-year olds.
And the kids, they can't even see above the steering wheel. It's very funny.
It is fun.
It is fun. And then the railroad, obviously the train station.
Is it open?
No. That's probably the one thing that's not going to be open on the 50th, which is very sad to me.
I used to love that.
And then a big, big one that I used to hate, but now I actually love very much, the Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room.
The tiki room. It's the tiki.
Oh,
tiki,
yeah.
Between, he had a thing with earworm songs, I think.
Well, it's the Sherman Brothers.
Yes.
The Sherman Brothers. You gotta thank them for all the fun.
My mom used
songs.
To love the tiki room.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think she just loved it for the air conditioning. But she loved the tiki room.
I think it's fun. I think it's cute. Before, when I was younger, I would be upset with
and
it.
And then they like updated it and added Iago from Aladdin. So that was kind of a fun update.
Mm. Yeah.
So Pirates wasn't an original attraction?
No.
Ugh.
Pirates came in 1973.
So 2 years later.
Yes.
Nice. It was phase two.
Yes.
Of the park. Very nice.
So yeah, interesting, right?
Wow. That's
interesting.
Like, some of those I'd forgotten about. Some I've realized I haven't even done before. So I got some work to do.
Yeah, there's some work to do for you. But yeah, so if you wanted to do the same little trek I am, that's where you go. That's what you need to do.
All right.
I'm excited to do them all on Friday.
I can't wait to hear how it goes. Because I will be not there. All right, so let's get into our theme park tip of the week. And if you're going this weekend, Michaela,
take advantage of that early entry starting Friday, October 1st. For all four parks, if you are a Disney hotel guest and or you're staying at a Good Neighbor hotel, you get to go 30 minutes early into the park. Take advantage, please, especially if you're trying to get that merchandise.
Right.
Take advantage. And I'm only telling you guys this because I am not sharing this with the public.
Don't tell anybody else.
Don't remind anybody else, please. And then plus, if you're staying at that deluxe Disney resort that includes the villas, take advantage of the extended evening hours. So not only do you, deluxe resort guests, get to go early, but you could stay later. But that doesn't start until October 4th. Each day is different, and they don't have it every day. So it's starting Monday, October 4th at Epcot.
Okay.
And then if you wanted to go to Magic Kingdom later in the day, that starts on the 6th. That's the 6th day. So it's not every resort, every park every day. So just keep that in mind. Check the website for when you're like going and you want to get to be a part of that.
All right, and Michaela, you have another theme park tip of the week, which I don't want to tell people because this is my secret.
I know. I just wanted to help you out. So obviously we told you that Disney is celebrating 18 months long. That is a long time.
Yeah.
If you want to avoid those crowds,
yes.
I know you do. I know you do. Come after Martin Luther King Jr. weekend. So that means January 18th to about, don't hold me to this, March 6th, it's ideal to go.
Right.
The weather is perfect.
Yes.
And there's barely any crowds because kids are back in school.
Yes, right before spring break.
And you still get to be a part of the 50th anniversary.
Yes. And I'm going to only tell you this. So don't go blabbing it all over social media. But Super Bowl Sunday is a great day to go if you don't care about the game.
There you go.
It's like crickets. Even Mickey's watching the game.
Or you could go in the morning and then still go to someone else's party in the evening. So you don't have to clean or prep or anything. You just go to Disney and go to someone else's party if you're in the area.
Yeah, or that. But even Mickey and Minnie are watching the game. They're not even,
No, because they're getting ready for the parade and that's going to be after that.
Right, exactly.
Right?
All right, so this one is made for me. Michaela, tell me how I can celebrate the Magic Kingdom's 50th anniversary from the comfort of my couch without all the crowds.
Yeah, so Disney is doing a really good job about this. Last week we spoke about this, so if you wanted to hear it in depth, you could hear our last episode. It's the Disney Institute is offering a new online course called 50 Years of Magical Learnings from the Walt Disney World Resort. So if you want to be a part of that, they're still, you know, extending the invitation to, you know, sign up for it. It does have a fee to it.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind. It's not free.
All right. If I don't want to learn anything, what can I do?
Yeah, of course. So last night on the 29th of September, Harmonious, which is that new nighttime show, fireworks at Epcot, they did a live stream.
Ooh.
But it's still up right now on the Disney Parks Facebook page and YouTube channel.
Ooh.
So if you want to see Harmonious without having to stand in the crowds, you could watch it online.
I'm in.
And tonight, live stream of Enchantment. That is the Magic Kingdom fireworks. You could watch it tonight at 10:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Disney Parks Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
Ooh.
I highly recommend doing the YouTube, though.
Yeah.
YouTube has the best version.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you wanted to see those nighttime spectaculars and you can't go to the parks, that's the best way to watch it. Okay. And then tomorrow, the day of days, Friday, yes, October 1st, tune into the most magical story on earth, 50 years of Walt Disney World on ABC at 8 p.m.
That's with Whoopi Goldberg?
That is with Whoopi Goldberg. Yes. They have a bunch of people going to be making special appearances, and you get to see the behind the scenes of the 50 years of Magic Kingdom and the Walt Disney World. So it sounds like a lot of fun, but let's say you're busy. Are you busy on Friday? No problem. Because if you have a Hulu subscription, you could watch the same thing that everyone else watched live on Friday on Saturday. So it's going to be on there for the indefinite future.
Okay.
We don't know how long, though, so don't sit
don't
on
wait.
It.
Yeah.
And then on Disney Plus, starting Friday, October 8th, it will be streaming.
Well, then I'll be watching it over and over.
There you go.
Over again.
Lots of great stuff going on. I'm so excited. The 50th. Wow. I've waited a long time for this. As in my 20 years of life.
20 plus years of life. Oh, my goodness. You're so funny. Yeah. Michaela is so excited to go with the crowds and dress up in a skirt and cute shoes. You're lucky if I brush my teeth before I go to theme parks. I mean, I look like I've rolled out of bed because I'm in like.
We'll see how long I last.
Good on you for even thinking about trying. So
let me just tell you, I'll have a backpack with a change of clothes.
Good for you.
Always. Just for the photos.
But yeah, the fact that you're going to go fight the crowds, be there, mad props to you because I am way too lazy to do that. I'll be living vicariously through what you text me. So I'm very excited.
Just know, like I said, this is celebrated 18 months long. I can't yes. stress it enough. So if you can't go this weekend, although a bunch of people are going to be there, you're not missing much because all that same stuff is still going to be there, except for the day of stuff.
The day of merchandise. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, the 18-month celebration was made for me.
It's like, oh, you missed it. You have lots of time.
Lots of time to experience once. Or experience it over and over and over with one of those new annual passes that they've released.
Of course. I like the pirate one, just to let you guys know. The pirate one is probably the best if you're a local.
Is a fan of the pirate one.
I'm a fan of the pirate one.
She endorses the pirate one.
I do.
Arr. All right. Well, Michaela, thank you so much. That was super fun.
Yeah.
50 years. Congratulations, Walt Disney World and Magic Kingdom. Like we said earlier, you don't look a day over 30. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And leave us a 5-star rating and review. And we will catch you next time, probably with information and a recap of Michaela's day at the 50th anniversary.
Oh, yes.
On Theme Parks and Rec. We'll catch you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.